We welcome you once again to Everyday English. In this program, we're going to consider one meaning shared by the two words get and have. We use both words to mean
cause something to happen,
allow something to happen, bring about.
Let's illustrate this meaning with get in some simple sentences. Here's one.
Can you get that old bicycle going again?
And this sentence contains a cause element. It simply means,
can you bring it about that the old bicycle can be ridden again? Can you cause it to be ridden again?
Here's another sentence.
Is it really difficult to get him talking?
I don't believe so. Although I find it difficult to get him stopping when he starts talking.
Get someone talking? That is, cause someone to talk. Get someone stopping? That is, cause him to stop. The verb have can also be used to express a causative meaning, as we've done with get. Here's an example.
He promised to have the driver bring the car to fetch us.
Have something done. Promise to have the driver do something. This contains the basic meaning, make something happen. Here's another example.
We are going to have the floor scrubbed again.
You will have realized that have and get can substitute for each other in almost all the contexts we've considered to express a causative meaning. Here are some pairs of sentences.
He promised to have the driver bring the car.
He promised to get the driver bring the car.
Can you have that old bicycle going again?
Can you get that old bicycle going again?
I'd like you to have this mended.
I'd like you to get this mended.
I'd like to have the work done before 12.
I'd like to get the work done before 12.
We're now going to listen to a dialogue in which get occurs several times. We shall listen to the dialogue once more. Now listen.
Kofi, would you do me a favor? Could you arrange to get my car serviced tomorrow? I'll be out all day with an aunt of mine who's visiting.
I am going to be busy for the most part of the day myself. I must see the dentist at 9 o'clock to get a bad tooth taken out. I'll then go to Accra to get these wretched shoes of mine mended. I am also arranging to get a new suit made for a wedding next week. So you see, it's going to be quite a busy day for me.
I know you're going to be busy, Kofi, but you should be able to get one or two parts of the car examined at least.
Get it examined by whom?
I'm relying on you, of course. Get it checked by any of your favorite mechanics.
How much really can I get done by the end of the day? I need time to arrange this with a mechanic.
Are you really saying you can't arrange this today?
Ajo, why does it take so much for you to understand? I am busy today.
But can't you have a message sent to the mechanic if you are busy?
Okay. I'll get this arranged, provided you get it driven here by 8 in the morning.
That shouldn't be difficult. I can very easily have that done.
That's the end of the dialogue. We're now going to listen to another version of the dialogue in which have substitutes for get. But before then, let's compare some of the sentences.
Could you arrange to get my car serviced tomorrow?
Or,
could you arrange to have my car serviced tomorrow?
The two mean the same thing. They both mean, could you arrange so that someone checks my car? That is the general meaning of the get or have causative. Get or have someone to do something. And now the dialogue once more. Ajo and Kofi will substitute have for get.
Kofi, would you do me a favor?
It depends upon what you want me to do for you.
Could you arrange to have my car serviced tomorrow? I'll be out all day with an aunt of mine who is visiting.
I am going to be busy for most part of the day myself. I must see the dentist at 9 o'clock to have a bad tooth taken out. I will then go to Accra to have these wretched shoes of mine mended. I'm also arranging to have a new suit made for a wedding next week. So you see, it's going to be quite a busy day for me.
I know you're going to be busy, Kofi, but you should be able to have one or two parts of the car examined at least.
Have it examined by whom?
I'm relying on you, of course. Have it checked by any of your favorite mechanics.
How much really can I have done by the end of the day? I need time to arrange with a mechanic.
Are you really saying you can't arrange this today?
Ajo, why does it take so much for you to understand? I am busy today.
But can't you have a message sent to the mechanic if you are busy?
Okay. I'll get this arranged provided you have it driven here by 8 in the morning.
That shouldn't be difficult. I can very easily have that done.
Thank you. We're now going to listen to some of the sentences and we'll compare them. Now, here's the first set.
Could you arrange to get my car serviced tomorrow?
Or,
could you arrange to have my car serviced tomorrow?
The two mean the same thing. They both mean, could you arrange so that someone checks my car? That is the general meaning of the get or have causative. Get or have someone to do something. Here's another.
I must see the dentist at 9 o'clock to have a bad tooth taken out.
To have a bad tooth taken out. This has the same meaning as
I must see the dentist at 9 o'clock to get a bad tooth taken out.
Here are some more pairs of have and get sentences which mean the same thing.
I'll go to Accra to get these wretched shoes mended.
The implication is that someone is going to mend the shoes, not Kofi himself. He could have used the have construction without any change of meaning.
I'll go to Accra to have these wretched shoes mended.
I'm arranging to get a new suit made for a wedding next week.
Or?
I'm arranging to have a new suit made for a wedding next week.
But you should be able to get one or two parts of the car examined at least.
Or?
But you should be able to have one or two parts of the car examined at least.
Get it examined by whom?
Or?
Have it examined by whom?
Get it checked by any of your favorite mechanics.
Or?
Have it examined by any of your mechanics.
How much really can I get done by the end of the day?
Or?
How much really can I have done by the end of the day?
That's all for today, listeners. Have a good day. Till tomorrow, it's goodbye from us.